What about the Strictly final on Saturday night? Emily Jeffrey from the news. Were you watching?
Yes, I certainly was, yeah.
Who did you want to win before the show started? Come on.
Oh, George. Just slightly over Karen, I have to say.
So Amber wasn't in your thinking at all?
No.
No, which is
very,
fine.
Very good, but I don't think she was the right winner.
Yes. Although the judges gave her the top marks in the final, but it wasn't down to the judges. Like Jeff in Lansing says, by what you're saying, Danny, to keep it a level playing field, Strictly should just be professional dancers competing against each other. Well, I'm certainly not saying that. What I'm saying is that we, as viewers, are presented with a bunch of dancers and you vote for the one you think is best or has made the best improvement or has the biggest journey, one of those things. So Amber was by far the best dancer, but I didn't think she'd win in the end. I thought it would be George.
Yeah, I thought it was George. He'd been on a big journey, but so had Karen. And do you know what? They both really pulled it out of the bag, didn't they? In the final, it was absolutely epic.
Yeah, it was. It was a great final. Will, who did you think?
I thought George was going. I voted for George. I think I gave all my 8 votes to George. I thought he was very,
and he still
very good.
Didn't win.
Didn't win. I thought Karen was the weakest of the three. To be fair, I thought it would be George, Amber, then Karen, and I'd sort of written her off, and then she pulled it out of the hat.
Who knows? But this is what
I know.
Here's what happened in the winning moment.
And we can now reveal the Strictly Come Dancing champions 2025 are
want to say thank you to everybody that's supported our journey, supported us, and thank you to this wonderful gentleman. We are a team, and I could not have done this without you, but honestly, I can't believe it, and it's been the biggest privilege and honour.
Thank you, Karen Carney. I love you, and thank you for being so incredible this whole journey. You taught me so much, and we're completely two different characters, but we challenged each other, we helped each other, we never give up on each other.
Never.
Well, congratulations to Karen and George and Amber, because they all contributed to a brilliant show on Saturday. What about this bit? This was the last live show presented by Test Daily and Claudia Winkleman, because they said they were stepping down. And then there was a surprise, a letter read by Judge Craig Revel-Horwood.
I wish you both every success in wherever life's journey takes you next. But as one who has appreciated its lifelong benefits, do promise us one thing. Keep dancing. With warmest gratitude and admiration, Her Royal Highness Queen Camilla. Oh. Bye there, darling. It's official. From Buckingham Palace, no less, darling.
There you go, from Sussex's Queen Camilla. That little note to the host. Let's check in with somebody who knows what they're talking about. Sarah Fentai, Principal of Live Wire School of Dance in Burgess Hill and Cookfield. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to leave you to sort this out then. Was that right? Was that wrong? What do you think?
Well, I think they were all very, very good. Karen was brilliant. Particularly her Argentine tango, there was great improvement. I wasn't keen on her show dance, as I wasn't with Amber as well. And her jive was brilliant. But for me, the winner was George.
A lot of love for George, but at the end of the day, you can't argue with the voting public. You know, she got the most votes, she wins.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing, this voting, because it's online now as well, so that does cut off a lot of the population if they don't, you know, especially the older generation, if they don't do
Yeah, I suppose
computers.
So. Yeah, that's a fair point. But we are where we are. But actually, all three of them can say they had a really good run and gave
us
a really entertaining
George,
show.
He showed so much improvement. His Viennese Waltz, which is a seriously hard dance, He was powering around that floor. It was beautiful lines. His show dance was my favourite. It had a story all the way through. It just flowed beautifully. The lines were fabulous, and the lists were fabulous, and they just flowed in and out, and you didn't see any transitions. The whole thing just took me on a a journey, where the other two, you know, Amber's show dance was lots of lifts, and I wanted, just like Craig, more dancing. And Karen's was too much, you know, of her street hip-hop, which obviously she's got experience in, and it was a lot of side-by-side work, and it's all stuff we'd seen before.
See, I like this. You're watching this in a completely different way to the rest of us. I love that. I tell you what, the judges I thought were great this year. I think my favourite judge is Anton, really, because he gets so animated and he's so passionate about it. I think he's my favourite. Can I, at least if I can have that one, if I can't have Amber or George, can I have that as my favourite judge?
Oh, yes. Well, he's my favourite too.
There we go. We're all agreed on something at last.
He's just got so much empathy. Obviously, being a competitor and knowing what it's like from the other side, but it's just his natural personality. He's got a way of encouraging, and he gets emotional and into the dancing, as do Motsi and Shirley as well. But yeah, he relates to them so well.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's been lovely chatting to you and checking in during the course of the series. Sarah, thank you. Feet up now. Enjoy your Christmas. Lovely to speak to you.
And you.
Cheers.
Bye.
See you again. Sarah Fentai there from the Live Wire School of Dance in Burgess Hill and Cookfield. And don't forget the Strictly Christmas Day special coming up this week as well. 8:31.